Warning, this disc is for use only on Sega Dreamcast.
I want to win the games until it dies playing.
Playing Space Cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game until it dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
This is episode number 35 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I am C4.
You know what the shitty thing is?
And who do we have on the phone?
Hooks.
Hooks. Once again, long time no talk.
Yeah, since what, like the 14th fucking episode?
I know, it's been a while.
Yeah.
And look at that, he's already in there with the first sentence with the first swear word of the show.
I couldn't help it. You know, you tempt me.
I know, I do. I made you. I twisted.
That's what happened.
You know what's funny, too, is because I think the last show that we had, like, such a low count that people thought something was missing.
Really?
They were like, there's something missing from the show, and I can't figure out what it is. And I think Spetz was trying to count how many times we swore, and it was, like, countable on one hand.
Yeah.
So we were missing.
Yep. It happens, though. You get in a rut, and it happens.
It does.
I don't blame you.
We got to bring back the cursing.
That's right.
So, and you know what else is interesting about today's show? This is quite odd, because we missed last week. I was out of town, and Wolf had to work. Kobar was supposed to work, and what happened?
There's too much snow.
Too much snow. He couldn't get up there. My dumb ass drove through. Did you see that crazy storm they had? We had... Did his phone die already?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I thought you were talking what's his name, Kobar or Fobar?
Kobar, with a K.
Oh, gotcha. I'm like, wow, who would take their name to be... Fobar. That's like...
Fubar.
Somebody had just a little bit too much to drink. No, man, but we've been getting a shitload of rain down here, and I just figure since we're getting this much, you guys got to be getting dumped on.
Dude, it was nuts, and I drove through that crap. It took me 4 hours to get to Sacramento.
Holy shit, are you serious?
It was nuts, dude. It sucked. But I drove through all that, missed the show. These guys had to work and do other stuff. Kobar actually did miss it, though. And then we had a day we probably could have recorded, but we were sucked into Final Fantasy.
Same old.
So, yeah, there's no breaking us out of that. You've been calling me. Hooks has been calling me, telling me, oh, you've got to play a different game. You've got to play this, play that. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's never going to happen.
See, and that happens with you. That happened with you with Warcraft?
Exactly.
Sure, it happened to you with Zelda back in, like, the 90s.
Hell yeah.
Whenever the shit that came out.
86?
Whatever, still.
But, still, and then do you remember Tactical Ops?
Dude,
that was like 3 years of nothing but the same damn. I played other stuff once in a while, but it was like you just keep getting sucked into the same game. It just kind of comes in like waves, you know.
Like the Tactical Ops. I mean, I would still be playing that shit if they had some way to keep cheaters out of it nonstop. But
I know.
They're always there, and after a while, it just gets old.
I know. Did you try playing the Frag Ops?
No, I never went to the store, never picked it up. That was kind of in the transition time when I was moving down here.
Oh, that's and plus, I'm not sure how your machine would run UT2K3 anyway.
I have no idea what that is.
Unreal Tournament 2003.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, Frag Ops is the mod for that.
Gotcha.
Well, one of the mods for it. It's a mod for it, so. But in any case, you know what's really cool about today's show? No matter what we do, that this will not happen today for at least 4 more years.
Oh, it's a leap year.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was all expecting to have to get up and actually do stuff and run around today, and it's like I looked at the clock and I was like, oh my god, I can sit on my ass. It's not the first. I don't have to pay rent or pay the bills or anything.
Okay, to anybody that is with a bitch right now, here is something to think of. If you ever, ever, ever get married, marry them on this day. Dude, think of how many less times you got to try to remember what the fucking anniversary is.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And it's not going to fuck up any type of holiday or your birthday.
That's a good idea.
No shit. No shit.
I am remembering that. Hooks has spoken.
That's right.
Wisdom from the gods.
Confucius say, fidget in crowded elevator, smell funny, funny thing.
Your lucky Wolf is in here. He'd be yelling at you right now.
I'd punch him in the nuts.
So, let's see. Let's get down to business here. I got some news I wanted to bring up. Nothing that's, like, extraordinary. A couple things, actually, that are rather interesting. Nothing that really floored me too much, but just a couple things I wanted to mention before we get into the meat and all the games that you had to talk about. Because, you know, today wasn't even planned. I mean, you saw what happened. Well, a couple of guys on IRC saw what happened, where you just happened to log on and I was looking for a third voice.
Basically, yeah. I mean, and you know what it is I tried to log on to the IRC probably about 2 days ago, and for whatever reason it wouldn't let me get on, and I don't know what the fuck was going on, but it got a little bit disturbing, so I just said, you know what, screw it, I'll give it a couple of days and try again.
You know what, they're having problems. I've been watching the Global Notices thing, the Wallops, and they're having problems. There's too many people making rooms on there, making channels, so they're running out of resources to host all these people's conversations and garbage.
That's not good.
No, so
you have to costume. You have to costume.
I don't know who does this, but man, they got to be dedicated to do it for free, because it's free for us to go there and use it, and that's why I think it has these problems with so many people just hopping on and using their services for free. But they're running into a little problem over the last couple of days, so just even Riboflavin said he couldn't log on to it for a while. So in any case, I don't know how I started talking about. What was I going to say? Oh yeah,
news.
How this show wasn't even supposed to happen. So we're a little prepared today. Kobar had to jump ship.
Oscars.
The Oscars. Yeah, and he didn't want to watch that. What happened now?
Oh, like my girlfriend had a party going on with her friends at my apartment, and I wasn't about to sit there in the corner playing video games while they're all watching the Oscars.
That doesn't sound like a good time. I don't know. Are her friends hot?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good call then, coming over here. And I meant invite us over. Call up Wolf. You gotta call in sick, dude. There's chicks. Let's go. Oh no, he's supposed to be married soon. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Married my ass.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody can look in a fucking magazine and call a bitch up and be like, "Hey, it's like this, basically. If you give me a Hummer, I'll marry you and you become a U.S. citizen."
Good damn thing he's too lazy to listen to the show, huh?
Yeah.
You'll be getting a phone call. What'd you say?
it was C4.
Yeah, it was me. I just changed my voice to make it sound like you.
Yeah.
Pushing the blame. Let's see. Two things I wanted to complain about. First of all, I don't know if you guys actually go looking around for news at these two sites, but fuck IGN. I cannot find it anymore, and I know that was a reasonably popular place to go for gaming news, and gspy.net, it's g-spy.net, this guy was great, the guy that ran this place. You could go there, and I remember mentioning it when I'm pretty sure it first came around a couple of months ago, and it was just, he had like a spider crawl the net, and he grabbed gaming news and posted it on his site, and it was great, because it was like, you only had to go to one place, you know, and it would have news from all over the internet about anything gaming related at all. And I went there today, and I noticed that there's a big sign that says, "We're gone, coming back, try in 2005.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay, you know what I'm going to bet's happening on that one?
I bet it's
somebody from one of the main magazines or websites stumbled across his website, and maybe he didn't mention their article or whatever, and so now he's got to go through some hoops.
That, or he didn't give them credit, you know.
That's what I'm saying,
you know, he like infringed their copyrights and shit like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly.
He probably got into some legal problems.
Probably. That, or, I mean, it was a good service. Maybe it just cost a lot of money to run it, and, you know, he couldn't keep it up for free. I mean, it was like, you know, us, our end of it that we saw, we just went to the site and boom, there was this whole pile of news. So I'm pretty upset about that. I hate it, you know, when something really good, a good resource like that goes down, and instead something that stays around is like IGN's website, IGN.com, you know, Ad Central. You know, it's like those are the kind of places that stay around, which interestingly ties into the conversation I was bringing up last week about, Hooks, did you listen to the last show?
No.
See, I had this issue.
Okay.
With advertising, right? Now,
oh, shit, yeah, I hear you.
There's this problem with it, and it's like, I have absolutely no problem supporting things that support the community that I believe in. You know what I mean? Like, I have absolutely no problem at all doing whatever I can to promote, you know, the spread of the knowledge.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I don't expect money for it, I don't even expect anything in return. I just like the fact that, you know, it's like, okay, I can, you know, wholeheartedly recommend somebody to go to a website, because I know they're not going to get bombarded with ads and with a bunch of pop-ups and a bunch of crap. You know, it's like, I love telling somebody, go to, you know, whatever site and go there. And they always come back to me and say, you know what, that was a great site. It was exactly what I wanted to read. It was no corporate bullshit. It wasn't, you know, hammered down by ads. And then it's like, you go to some of these places that are like that, and they jump your shit if you try to advertise anything that offers a free service to the community. It's the same community is what my problem with it is.
Right.
Because their whole thing is they're in it for the money.
Exactly.
And not for spreading knowledge and not, exactly. They're not in it for what it should be.
Not in for the love of the game. And that's what bothers me about it. And I talked about it a little bit last show, but it was eating me up for the longest time. Because it's just, oh, it makes me so mad that, like, it's just that there's nobody in it that cares, that can stay unless you're in it, like, unless you sell out, really. Like, we do pretty good because we're so low rent anyway, you know, it's like, you know, the site's barely held together, you know, it's like I pay almost like $100 a year for the site, and we actually get really good bandwidth, it's really fast, I got a reasonable amount of storage, I haven't had to delete shows for a long time, and I mean, just recently I've had to now, you know, and I noticed that they've upped the limit now, we only get 500 megs on our server. And right now, I happened to go there for some other reason today, and I noticed they're offering 800 megs for like $2 less a month than I paid last year.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's how many, hell yeah, how many more shows is 300 megs? I mean, each one's like between 7 and 10 megs. That's a lot more shows we can keep up on the site and not have to delete so that people can get them right from the site there. I mean, you can go to the mirrors and get them. They're all there too, you know, but it's just...
Right, it's like trying to get a bootleg R. Kelly Nasty Time video, you know?
Like, we're not doing anything illegal.
That's not right.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't want to bitch about that again. Speaking of good news on websites, though, the opposite of what has been happening with these two, one came around today. You know, remember the game Thief? Thief 1 and Thief 2?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think they were up your alley.
No,
but,
never even heard of them.
Great games.
Yeah, fantastic games. They were really, really cool. You know, I mean,
it's all about stealth, though. They're all about stealth. They, instead of actually attacking people with a big gun and they're attacking you, you had to like sneak up behind them and knock them out.
So it's a lot like Splinter Cell.
Yeah, but without the guns, though. I mean, you're using like a bow and you're using like daggers.
Yeah, you got like water arrows that you can knock out the torches.
Yeah. It's awesome, though. I mean, if you're into any of that kind of stuff, it's like, it's just bad.
When you were in you had, like, some special ability that, I can't remember exactly how they explained it off, but when you were in the shadows, you became virtually invisible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something else. And the first two were great, and we didn't have a third one for so long, and if you look at the site, it's been registered. Thief3.com has been registered for, like, 4 years or something, and it's never changed. It just sits there and always says, coming soon, but, like... I was like, just before we started recording here, I noticed that there was talk of, you know, on some popular news sites that the site had changed, and of course I tried to go there right now, and good luck because the entirety of the internet is trying to go there right now too. So you can't get to the site at this moment, but by the time you're hearing this recording, I pray the site has come back around. It got hit pretty hard when the site came up, but apparently they've got screenshots of Thief 3 and I'm sure some information that would be great to have, but I can't get there. That sucks when you got a popular game and you can't read about it, you know?
Yeah.
I really would have liked to have heard about that. Another really strange thing, we were talking about the Xbox 2 and how it's, all the rumors about it not having a hard drive.
Right.
Now I know, Cooks, you're like the biggest Xbox fan I know.
Roger that, good buddy.
Now, what do you think about an Xbox 2 not having a hard drive?
So that would basically mean I would have to constantly be plugging in my memory cartridges.
Yeah, we'd be right back to where we were before, like with the PlayStation 2 and the PlayStation 1. And
okay, what good is that?
It sucks.
So I constantly have to buy these $30 memory cartridges that will hold, if I'm lucky, one football season.
Yeah, exactly, right? They don't seem to hold a whole lot. I mean, it seemed like the Dreamcast ones were pretty cool, but you load it up with one, you know, your football game and you're done.
Okay, the only idea behind a memory cartridge is if you're that kind of person that likes to take his or her team, well, probably his, and you go over to your buddy's place and you're playing there. Other than that, a memory cartridge, it really, if you weren't the type, if you were a loner totally, you wouldn't need them, ever.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, it's like there's no point, and if anything, they just slow shit down.
Exactly.
You know, I don't like the idea of not having, because it almost seems to me like a step back.
It's a lot like the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I mean, all those things, even, you know, the Dreamcast, the PlayStation 1 and 2, they all use the same memory card system, which just sucks. Because you're constantly looking for different cards. I mean, how many piles of cards? I see it all the time. You go to somebody's house that's got a PlayStation, and they've got 37 different memory cards, and they cannot find a save game. You know, they're like, oh, I don't know, it's here somewhere. Nobody labels it correctly. I mean, nobody keeps good track of that stuff. So I think Microsoft knows that, though. I think they realize that that is a big problem, is that you wind up with 27, you know, memory cards floating around your house. Now, I actually have an Xbox memory card, and I do use it for the purpose of bringing my save games and high scores and whatnot over to Wolf's place so that, you know, we can kind of compete and keep track of, you know, who's kicking whose ass in Street Fighter.
Exactly.
You know, so that's cool for that end. And it was really handy when we were playing Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance that I could move my character around. I really like that. And it's weird. I use it more of like a backup than anything. And it actually holds a bit, but it's only like 8 megs or something. So what we heard a little while ago that Microsoft wasn't going to put a hard drive in the Xbox 2. And I, at the time, I guess it was just a rumor. And I imagine still is. I haven't read anything that flat out said no or not. I just keep hearing all these rumors that it looks like it's not going to have it in there. And today, well, maybe this wasn't today. I saw it today, but it wasn't too old, that Microsoft signed a deal with some company to make, like, flash memory card kind of things. You know those things you have in, like, your digital camera?
Right.
You know, those little cards?
The pen one.
You know?
And or your MP3
player. MP3 player, exactly. Like a memory stick. Like Sony's got those little memory sticks. Exactly. And they're looking like they're going to try to make them fairly large so you can actually have a reasonable amount of information on there.
Those things can hold quite a bit.
They can. My keychain holds 256 megs. It holds... I mean, that's a lot of stuff to tote around on a keychain. I mean, that's a lot of text files, lots of good reading, lots of tools.
Okay, but the thing is don't they plan to do something with all that extra space? You know, you figure you take the Xbox right now, and if it's anything close to that size, and they take all the memory out, what are they possibly going to do?
Well, I see a problem with the Xbox 2 emulation now. If we're gonna have an Xbox 2, and everybody wants it to run Xbox 1 games. If they take out the hard drive, that's like a major part of their you know, configuring their game when they're writing it for the Xbox One. It streams a lot of that crap right off the hard drive.
Right.
So they were already running into another problem. It would almost work reasonably well if they had a really small hard drive in there. Not that the one they have in there is not large anyway. It's pretty small. They can get those little IBM micro drive, 1 or 2 gig things, though, and slap one of those in there. That wouldn't be so bad, maybe. Use it for just information streaming off of it. And as long as the memory cards... See, I don't want to have 50 memory cards. I want to have one or maybe two.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's not so bad. But you're right about the price. I don't like having to shell out $30 for something that the system should do by itself anyway.
Very true, yeah.
Exactly. Unfortunately, you're right.
Great job when they made the Xbox, and it kind of eliminated most of that.
It does. But look how much money they're losing on every Xbox.
Yeah, but look how many more customers they have.
I don't think they have... They don't have shit, though, really. They're losing.
Well, then why don't you just eat a dick and go on to the next topic?
Will do. Here's another good one. You know the PlayStation Portable we were talking about a couple of shows ago with the insane spec? It's like a supercomputer the size of a friggin' keychain. I mean, it's insane what they say they're going to do with this. I noticed today that they pushed back the U.S. and European launch dates from 2004, the fourth quarter of 2004, to the first quarter of 2005. And this is like a 6-month span we're talking about here. And they said the reason they're going to wait is because they're waiting on software.
Software?
That's a load of shit.
So you mean to tell me that they can't go on any farther because they don't have anybody to make a program for this bullshit?
No, listen. Sony is saying, okay, this company founded their video game empire on crap games and tons of them.
Oh, yeah,
and now they're saying that they do not have enough software for this new PlayStation Portable.
Are they making it virtual?
This is. Haven't you seen this thing? It's about the size of a. It looks like. It's like smaller than a Game Boy Advance. Not the fold-in ones, the regular ones.
They're not the SP, but the.
Yeah, the regular Game Boy Advance. It looks about that size. A little bit. It looks smaller than that. Excuse me. It looks a little bit smaller than a Game Boy Advance. This is their little handheld thing.
Huh. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I wonder what gave it away.
Yeah.
What is this thing? Is it virtual? Yeah. But anyway, you should read the specs on this thing, dude. It's insane. They make it sound like it's like girlier than your computer in this tiny little keychain size thing. I mean, it's supposed to be
technology,
so...
dude.
No, it's not getting that crazy yet. There's no way. Because I've got a box right here that's gigantic, and it barely handles Unreal Tournament 2004.
Maybe you need to get a better box.
Yeah. I know. But I don't have any money to shell out of this damn thing. Yeah, so that's that. Anybody wanted to comment on that?
Yeah, if you ask me, they're just blowing smoke up my asses again.
I have to agree.
I'm in a total wait and see attitude with this PSP thing. I think they're probably trying to do the best they can to get it to be what they said it was going to be. It's not working out, so they pushed it back to see what else they can do.
Yeah, I bet. Plus, this buys them time on the cost also, because the cost is only going to go down. You know, for the materials for this thing,
right.
It's only going to go down. I mean, that's going to help them a lot. But the last piece of news I've got, this is pretty neat. I like this here. This is hard. This is what I like right here. I can't stand this. The game will be ready when it's done bullshit that you always... I mean, like, okay, at least they're not teasing you by saying it's going to be on this day, and then you get, like, 3 days from it, and they're like, oh, no, sorry, it's going to be another month. At least in software comes out and says it'll be ready when it's done, and then when they set a date, you know, it's like this major fucking thing. But somebody now claims that the date is April 15th for Doom 3.
Really?
Yeah, that's going to be... If anything is going to shake me out of this Final Fantasy coma, it's going to be Doom 3.
Oh, my God, those screenshots look incredible.
Okay, if this Doom 3 thing comes out, you'll see me sometime in June. We need to have a big-ass LAN party.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm dying to play this game because it was the last game that I remember that I liked from id Software. They released Quake 1 and 2 and 3, and it never went over well with me. I never enjoyed them that much. It didn't do it for me like Doom 1 and Doom 2 did. It didn't have that same feel to it. I don't know what it was, but it didn't do it. So I'm really, really looking forward to Doom 3. Now, on top of that, he's not here today, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to have him here for the next show. Hunter may have got his hands on a leaked copy of the alpha or the beta for this. He called me the other day and was asking, you know, how to check his frame rate and stuff because we didn't know any of the console commands for it. He said that it didn't run too hot on his box, but I mean, this is, you gotta keep in mind that, you know, all these leaks, none of this crap is optimized. I mean, this is, you know, really early code. It barely runs anyway. You know, this is not a good example of the final product, but
It's just
cool. You know, it's like walking by the cafeteria and smelling all that good food,
gotcha.
You know, but not being able to taste it to know how good it really is, you know? That's what I think of. So, I'm going to try to get him over here in the next couple of days, hopefully for the next show to talk about it a little bit. I haven't played it myself, but he was talking about it yesterday, and so we can hear the scoop on that. I'd really like to see it. I hope he takes some screenshots for me or something. So that maybe we can post them in the... Oh, no, we can't probably do that.
Yeah, that caused a problem.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that, but we'll figure something out, some way to talk about Doom 3, I think, without incriminating too many people. It's Hunter. His address is 274... No. All right, Hooks, it's all yours. All
right. Games as of late that I have played, of course, going to be Xbox only, and for the most part, going to be sports or... Basically, I'm going to unload a good 30-round clip into your ass.
All right.
For the most part, latest games I have played, ESPN NBA basketball. You know what? To be honest with you, I've never really liked a whole lot of basketballs. NBA Live, NBA Jams, all of those, for the most part. You know, after a while, unless you got a bunch of guys playing, boring. ESPN NBA basketball, the gameplay is going to be pretty boring for the most part. The views are okay. You can change them, which is a nice thing, but for the most part, they're still going to suck. The free throw, ridiculous. I swear to God, unless you're in some kind of an alcoholic haze, good luck making one of these.
Did you play NBA Jam 2004 or 3 or whatever, the new one for the Xbox?
Yeah, I played it.
What did you think of it?
If you've got a bunch of buddies with you, awesome. If it's you by yourself sitting on the couch, I'll tell you what, you get about one quarter into the game, you're like, okay, boring.
Yeah.
That's only to people that, you know, if basketball is your favorite game in the world, then you're going to love the game.
Yeah.
But if you're not big on basketball, then you're probably not going to pick it up too quick.
Right on. I can see that. You know what? Wolf loved it. He had the NBA Jam when he was talking about it a lot. He was really into that for just a little bit, but nobody plays with him. He plays by himself.
Exactly, and after a while, you just get tired of it because it's the same bullshit over and over again.
Yeah.
The few good things I did see about this game, though, is it's got the custom jukebox type thing. So if you've got games on your Xbox, you can pump this into the street games and all that other good stuff, so you don't have to listen to their bullshit.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that is a nice, and that is one thing Xbox is doing a lot of right now with a lot of their sporting games, is you're able to bring a lot of your own music from your Xbox into the game, so that way you don't get burnt out on their same old crap.
Yeah.
Another good thing about this game, and like I said, you know, there's not a whole lot of them, but for the people that do like basketball, it has a 24/7. So basically, you take you build your own guy, and you go all over the United States, making him better and getting him into tournaments and one-on-ones and gyms and so on, and making it big time.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. For the most part, as graphics go, it's pretty lame. I mean, it's kind of sad that as many basketball games as they've made, they're not getting much better.
Hmm.
I mean, they're all basically the same.
Yeah. Hey, let me touch on that.
A little better, you know. I mean, you've got the street ball, which is a little better, but for the most part, it's like a bunch of cartoon kids.
That's no good. Hey, let me touch on that, the building up your guy thing, that, like, story mode.
Right.
That's a kind of a cool thing, actually. I didn't expect to hear that. I like that a lot. It seems like it adds a whole lot to the game. Look at the fighting game, like Soul Calibur 2, which I love fighting games, but I haven't in years spent time by myself fighting the computer. I tend to play other people.
Right.
And with Soul Calibur 2, they have like this single-player, almost adventure mode kind of thing to it, and it was really awesome. I mean, all you do is fight, but you can like deck out your guy with like new gear and like different, you know, clothes and whatnot. You actually get different weapons and stuff just going through this little like adventure mode.
Right. It's the same thing with this. You can get different kind of wristbands and that kind of thing. Another good plus about this game is it is online.
Oh.
So that definitely throws a twist into it, because then, you know, you figure you can make your guys, or you can just go with the regular roster, and you can play with, you know, other people on the net, so it isn't so predictable.
400,000 of your closest friends.
You got it. You got it.
Now, how much of that...
That is an NBA basketball game. Do I recommend buying that? I would rent it first.
How much of that online do you actually do with it?
For the most part, you just play the basketball game.
No, I mean, how much have you spent?
How much have I spent?
Do you play it online?
I played it for one game.
What was wrong? Why didn't you keep playing?
Because it's basketball, dude.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I feel you.
Can't hit anybody.
I'm on every page. I got it.
You know, I'm like, what the fuck? God damn. And you can only talk so much shit. You're like, ooh, I just dunked it on you. And then he turns around and does the same thing, and you're like, okay. You know, unless you're throwing him up on the other side of the court, and it's the buzzer shot, and it's beating his ass by one.
Yeah.
You know, it's basketball.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I feel you on that, man. I this is why I don't like sports games. They seem like they're all the same to me. I just don't get excited.
Very true, yeah.
Unless I'm in a room full of people playing, like, a football game.
Right.
I mean, as much as I like baseball, I still can't get into a video game of it.
It's tough. It's slow. And I think they've only got one that's online, and I think it's, EA Sports is
four
version of their MPB, or MVP. MVP baseball. But yet I haven't played that either. I've been stuck on the All-Star 2004.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable. But,
nice.
So,
my problem, you know what? I tried to play one on the Xbox.
What's that?
I tried to play, let me think about it now. It was called, World Series Baseball or some shit. It was made by Sega. It was Sega Sports Flash.
Sega Sports, yeah, that sounds about right. 2K4.
It was World Series 2K4, I guess, 2K3, maybe, I really don't remember, but God, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's like impossible to hit the fucking ball.
The best thing they can do is try to build the stadiums to exact, you know, specs.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't even really matter to me.
Well, if you're a true fan of the game, it does.
Nah.
Okay, think about it this way. I've been to Pac Bell Park. I know in left field, on the fence, there's a Chevron car fucking, you know, billboard.
Logo thing, yeah.
In the game, it's like a fucking, somebody blowing a bubble. It's like a, you know, like a bubblegum bubble.
Oh.
No, I've been to the field. So I'm like, okay, the field looks, what the fuck is that thing doing out in left field?
Huh. Well,
I'm like, what the hell?
But on the other hand, though, would you actually want to sit there and see, like, advertising in your video games?
No, the thing is I want it to be as real as possible.
Well, not to mention they have to get money from Chevron to put Chevron's logo in there.
Well, I don't know. You're probably right. You know, Chevron or somebody would have to pay to get on there, but, I mean, if I was the maker of the game, I'd be like, hey, look, do you mind if I throw your billboard on here? You know, you don't have to pay me anything. It's free advertising.
That's kind of where I would be, too. That would be my stance on it, I guess. Like, now that I've thought about it for a few minutes, I think that would be my stance on it, too, because it's realistic.
Yeah, you want it to be as real
right.
as possible.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be my stance on it,
playing something like Final Fantasy, and that's all I'm going to say right there. so we're not going to go into that game.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, Raw 2, played it. It's basically, you know, it's wrestling. WWE.
Now here's another one that I can't understand. Now the last wrestling game I played that I enjoyed was pro wrestling on my Sega Master System.
That's like old days.
It was old, but it was fat.
Right.
It wasn't that fat. No, you know what was fat? Battle Royale on the TurboGrafx-16 was fat.
The Battle Royale was fun. That was cool.
So
with Raw 2, I mean, I played quite a few wrestling games. I played the Legends, and I played my share of the wrestling games. This one by far has got to be the best.
Really?
Yeah, and I played the backyard wrestling, and then, you know, it's okay if it's you and a bunch of buddies over at the house, but unless, dude, don't even waste your time with that backyard bullshit.
Really?
Raw 2 is
Isn't that the one with the insane clown posse on it?
That looks that, so bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, see, and I'm not much of a fan of those guys either, so I'm kind of like, hey, you know, whatever.
Huh.
At least you got your own video game.
Yeah.
But with Raw 2, the graphics are awesome. The gameplay is awesome. It is very in-depth, and as many video games as I've played, this is probably the one video game that has constantly surprised me as far as gameplay goes. I honestly had no idea what was going to happen next, because shit was constantly changing. I mean, I went from being, you can basically build your guy, you tell him whatever he's going to be wearing, you do his entrance, you do the song, you do the lighting, you do any type of pyro. He comes in, you can do custom tracks off your own Xbox, so he can come in going off to Dr. Dre or whatever you want him to be.
Nice.
You can use other players' entrances, such as The Rock, The Undertaker, and so forth.
Yeah, real stuff, right?
Right. But the thing is you'll be sitting there getting ready to wrestle, and all of a sudden, like, the commission will come out and tell you got to fight some dude out of nowhere. And then pretty soon here you got, you know, three or four enemies, and then you might have a couple buddies that constantly come in to kick their ass for kicking your ass. You know, you'll be in a tag fight, and all of a sudden somebody out of nowhere will come into the ring and beat the shit out of the guy you're fighting just to be an interruption and try to lose your tag belt.
Now, that's pretty cool. That seems like it keeps it, like, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'll be inside your locker room resting, and somebody will come in and try to beat the shit out of you. Or somebody will come in and try to encourage you. Or somebody will come in and go, hey, look, you know, I want to be your manager. They've got a bra and panties match. So you got two chicks to go out in lingerie, go out with, you know, literally a thong and a tiny-ass fucking bra.
Huh.
It definitely, I mean, I constantly was like, holy crap.
Which one is this now?
What's that?
What's it called?
It's called Raw 2.
You know what? When I went to Best Buy the other day with Wolf, like 3 weeks ago, we walked in there, and there was this huge dude standing over the Xbox games, playing the little demo TV they've got there, you know?
Yeah, and he was probably playing that game.
No, it definitely was. It's like got the menu, and in the background, it's showing like live video of the real dudes.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, right? This guy was so into this game. I mean, it was hilarious. Like, he saw me and Wolf walk up to it, too, because we kind of like, we were just scanning the games, you know, we were trying to check out what was out and, you know, what was around there and stuff. And this guy's up there playing. I mean, his eyes were glued to the screen, right? And he's just wailing this guy on the screen. I mean, like, he obviously had it at home and knew what he was doing.
Right.
And he sees us walk up, and he's like, hey, check this out. Wah! And this is an older guy. This guy had to have been, like, 35 years old, and he was huge. I mean, this guy was like a linebacker. I mean, he was gigantic. And he's just, it was so funny to see this guy just so, like, just giddy over this video game. I mean, it was like he was just too burly to be into video games or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nutty. I mean, you can choose, you know, I mean, basically your wrestlers can taunt, you know, to try to get the crowd behind them. And there's a couple taunts where you basically walk up to the guy you're beating, and maybe you've knocked him down, and he literally walks over double-fisted and flips him off, and then starts laughing in his face.
But see, I don't know any of today's wrestlers, man. I would need something with, like, Hulk Hogan and
Hulk Hogan's in it.
No shit.
Hulk Hogan's in it, dude. He comes out in his bright yellow outfit, man. And he's got Jimi Hendrix in the background.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah, I mean, it has got to be by far the best wrestling. You know what? No, it is the best wrestling game I have played in my life.
Now, I have a question.
All right.
When you're playing the story mode and the things just happen randomly for you.
Right.
Are these things that happen due to choices you make throughout the story?
Correct.
Or are they scripted? Like, if we were to play this a second time, is it going to be the same thing again?
It's going to be different every single time.
Wow.
Now, that's cool.
Because, see, if you, like, okay, if you know anything about the wrestling entertainment, you know, if you watch that shit,
uh-huh.
And, you know, there's certain chicks that you're like, dude, I want to become friends with her because I want her to be my manager.
Oh.
And, you know, you basically want her to go with you everywhere you go. And, you know, I had my girlfriend's brother was down here visiting, and he was playing, and he sitting here getting dates with these chicks. So it literally shows you and this chick standing right outside the locker room. She, like, gestures the guy to come in. He walks in, and out of nowhere, some guy in the hallway throws his ass, goes into the room, throws his ass in the hallway, and, like, kicks him a few times and walks off.
That's so awesome, and dude. You know what that
nowhere,
sounds like? That sounds like...
You have this enemy, and you're like, who the fuck was this guy?
Yeah.
And he probably just, you know, had a crush on the chick you were getting ready to bang.
That's funny as hell. It sounds just like... Like, I remember when I was back in, like, holy crap, I was in, like, third grade, and I remember watching... Hulk Hogan and Macho
Randy
Man
Savage.
Randy Savage
and
shit.
Not Queen Elizabeth, but that Elizabeth bitch.
I don't remember a whole lot of females in it when I was watching wrestling.
Oh, she was.
We had the Sheik.
She's the reason those two broke up.
You watch this more than you admit, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else was there. Who was the guy? Oh.
Oh,
Jake. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Snake Roberts. Yeah.
That guy was awesome. Oh. They had the... Wow, I haven't thought about wrestling in a long time. Huh.
Yeah.
I might have to rent this game just to check it out.
Highly recommend it. This is one of those things where you and four buddies can play. They've got a cage match. They've got street matches. They've got all kinds of shit. The coolest thing about the game, and this is something I recommend everybody try at least once, is you can do what's called like a sabotage kind of thing. And they'll show the person walking through the garage, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, like a box or a fucking keg will come falling off the roof and knock them out cold.
Uh-huh.
Like, out cold.
Huh.
Awesome.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so very
I might have to at least rent
recommend you either rent it or buy it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to keep an eye out to rent this. I'm not too big on wrestling. How is the play, though? One of the biggest problems...
Yeah, here's one thing that, wrestling does have a problem with, is you're constantly pressing buttons and your forearm gets sore.
Exactly.
This has, like, you know how you got your little fighter games?
My little fighter, yeah.
You would press A to
it's a little game called Street Fighter, yeah.
Right, yeah. So you'd basically press A to grapple, so you'd get him into, like, the arm lock, so you can do a move on him, and then you either press A or X.
Rather than, like, hammering on the button.
Like, you don't have to press a bunch of buttons all the time.
Yeah.
Unless you're a spaz and, you're new to the game, you're trying to just do a punch and kick.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only time you've got to constantly press a bunch of buttons is if you're getting pinned, or if he fucking knocks you out cold on your feet.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. Other than that, dude, you're pressing one or two buttons at a time. And you get to pick your own moves. So
oh, really?
Your guy, you get to basically, we'll have your guy standing next to another guy who's on the ground, and he's facing, his head's at your feet. What move do you do then?
That's awesome.
And you pick your move. So by the time you've created your guy, you know every move he's got.
Yeah, exactly. See, that was one of my big pluses with the Tony Hawk series, was when you created your skater, you knew exactly what you were going to do because you put the move there.
Yeah,
and you could pick from all those dudes' moves.
I just played that game the other day.
The new one, Tony Hawk Underground.
The Underground. I've owned 3, and I own 2, and for the most part, they're sad, but they're just about the same. The only difference is the maps, a couple of the skaters... And, the fact that you can jump in a car or a flower cart or a truck or a little moped or some,
This one they changed, didn't with this new one they took out the time limit?
I mean, yeah, you can change all that. I mean, yeah, there's free skate and that kind
No. I think that, maybe it was 4 I'm thinking of then. There was something that was supposed to make the new one so much better than 4. And if you're asking me, I totally agree with what you're saying because I have actually owned 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right, and
3 on the computer, but I had 1 and 2 on the Xbox and on the Dreamcast, and I've got 4 on the Xbox, and it seems like it's the same freaking game.
Yeah, it's like a rerun.
And it's not such a bad thing, because at least they'll add something, like, when we played the absolute hell out of Tony Hawk 1, and when 2 came out, it was that one move that they added, the manual, was it?
Right.
That, like... just brought the game to a whole new level.
Right, because you could constantly do tricks.
Exactly. I mean, you could get to a different part and then just keep going without losing, your combo there. And then with the third one, didn't they add something like a revert?
Yeah. Right.
Right? Where, I mean, that added a whole other element to the game. And it's just like, now I, oddly enough, never been a big fan of skateboarding or anything.
Me neither.
It was just never my thing. It was never my kind of people, even. I knew a lot of skaters and we never got along. It was just never something I was really into, and I met this guy at work. You remember Bro Dave?
Yeah.
Right? And Chuck?
Yeah.
Right? And just hanging out with those two guys, all of a sudden, like, I had, like, friends that were into this, and they, like, just turned me on to it, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll check this game out. It's a video game. How bad can it be, you know? I mean, it's a sports game. I probably won't like it, but it'll entertain them, and I was hooked.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. Something about just running around doing really cool shit that just looks neat that you could never do in real life is a lot of fun, but we played the absolute hell out of the first one, and we're just masters at it. We played the second one, and just like the manual was so much that, I mean, it kept our interest, but by the time we'd hit the third one, it was like that one reverb just wasn't enough to keep us playing. And I actually tried to go back, and I went and got the, for the Xbox, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2X, remember it has 1 and 2 kind of on it?
Right.
And I actually had more fun playing that one than I did the third or the fourth one. I really haven't enjoyed the fourth one too much. I barely play, but I keep it around because it's like I've got to have some Tony Hawk every now and again.
Yeah, I just, it's real tough for me to get into a skateboarding game for the same, you know, I don't like skateboarding. I, for the most part, don't even like skaters.
See, I've like learned to love it though. It's like all of a sudden I've got friends that are just really into it, and it's like I'm watching, like I like watching the videos of it now. Even I don't know what happened to me. It's like I'm envious though, dude. Have you seen some of the crazy shit they can do?
Yeah, dude. It's so awesome. Watch ESPN on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like for some reason I've been getting into it, man. Dave was showing me videos of him doing, you know, and Chuck was a sponsored snowboarder.
Yeah.
K2. I mean, it was just awesome. I mean, just, I don't know what it was about being around guys that, like, that was, like, their thing. But it was weird, because you know what? I made them like computers. So it was crazy. So there was a little rubbing off going on there.
Just a tiny. Another game I played, and I know you liked the 2003 version of this. It was NASCAR 2004.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? They have done nothing but make it better.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. Remember how in the last game we could draft?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the newer game, if, say you're going, right, and you're in, say, second or third place, and you pull up behind somebody and start drafting them, you can click on your A button, and it'll basically allow the guy in front of you to use the draft as well. Oh. So he becomes a buddy.
Uh-huh.
You get enough buddy points, and say you're the third place spot, and he's the second place spot, and it's down to the second lap, he'll actually allow you to pass him.
But it only works if you guys are on the same team, right?
Correct. Now,
awesome.
If you get him off, he's not even going to let you pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you hit him, he's going to find you later on, if not that race or another race, he's going to take you out.
That's so dope.
Well, it remembers who your friends are and who your enemies are, and that's kind of cool because it makes it more of a realistic, you know, a realistic game.
Shit, yeah.
Same idea. You can do, you know, make custom cars. You can unlock custom cars. You can also do paint schemes and you unlock other tracks.
Now, I remember before you complaining about the paint on most of these games.
The what?
The painting.
The painting. Yeah, it gets old, but
it's still the same, like, where you have, like,
a few extra things and made a lot more options.
Yeah.
The PC would probably be the best platform for it, and only because you can freehand your paint jobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
You see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
The only reason it's better on PC is because there's more memory and that kind of shit.
Yeah. But
so,
see,
you know,
now they can do
options,
that.
But for the Xbox, unbelievably awesome game. If you got friends around, awesome.
Okay, now wait a minute. But you can't play it online.
You cannot play it online.
No, now see, and if I'm correct, and I'm pretty sure that I remember reading this, you can play it online if you have the PlayStation 2 version.
Yes.
Right? Now see, this is a bunch of bullshit. Because, now, here they give it to fucking Sony, but they won't give it to Microsoft, who's got the better network. You know, who's
dude,
got
how
the...
do you think I feel, man?
Well, I know.
It's live
believe
on
me.
PlayStation 2, but isn't live on Xbox.
Okay, but another thing about the paint thing, you can't... It would be no thing for them to add that freehand paint job to the Xbox.
Yeah, it'd be simple.
It would be rough to do on a PlayStation, only because you would have to deal... I mean, okay, at least you could plug a mouse and a keyboard into the PlayStation, but you wouldn't have the storage that you would need. On the Xbox, you've got more storage than you'll use, you know, most
Never.
Of the time.
Right.
So they very well could have added that in there. Plus, they could have given you Xbox Live support.
Exactly.
You know,
I can almost guarantee you that it doesn't have Xbox Live support because Sony paid the company.
Something's fucked here.
Sony paid the company to have it exclusive.
Yep, that's what happened.
I guess. I don't know.
That's,
I mean, that makes sense.
EA, too.
They're the ones who make this.
People want to buy.
Oh, EA.
Yeah.
That's
when
that is exactly
their favorite game. Also.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Sony.
Oh yeah. NASCAR 2004, awesome game.
Hold on.
You know, I can't say enough about it. It's a great game.
Nice.
EA, the company, wanted to charge for their game per game to play online.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that.
I've heard a few rumors that they're actually going to start, you know, by 2005, they're going to have everything switched over to actually have to pay like a monthly to play their game online.
See, that's a bunch
of crap. We got to play, you know, pay to play live.
As it is, we're paying through the nose to play these games anyways.
Yeah, we got to pay for the internet connection. We got to pay for the live subscription. We got to pay to buy the goddamn game.
And now they want us to pay a subscription to play each game.
Yeah.
It'd be, it's like
money.
You know, yeah. And then as if there's not hardware involved, too. Because I guarantee we all have to have routers and the modems and the
exactly.
fucking cables
yeah.
and bullshit.
I mean, the overhead is unbelievable. Just bullshit.
It is.
Maybe one day it'll change.
All for the love of the game.
It turns a lot of people to PC platform only.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it does.
That would eliminate, you know, a lot of that cost.
It's weird, though. It's like I cannot sit in front of my computer and play a racing game. Never.
Yeah, it is tough.
I don't know why. I even use my freaking Xbox controller, and I can't do it. I cannot just get used to sitting in front of my computer.
You just need to make your drinks a little stiffer.
I don't know what my problem is.
Yeah, you need to start hitting that pipe again.
Yeah. Now, what were you? What else did you play?
Another game I played is Counter-Strike.
Oh, on the Xbox.
On the Xbox.
What'd you think of that?
Highly disappointed.
Why?
I haven't played Counter-Strike on a PC platform, so I can't give it on, you know, I can't be able to compare. I've played the Tactical Ops, which, you know, is close. But for Counter-Strike to be on, you know, the Xbox and to only have two different forms of play.
Ouch.
It's disappointing. It's unbelievable. The graphics are blah. The movement is so goddamn slow, it's unbelievable.
See, now that's one of our things, though. I think that's one of our problems with it. That's why we played Tactical Ops so much, because it was fast. It was more arcade style.
Yeah, it's just, this was too slow.
Huh.
It took me, I kid you not, it probably took me about 5 seconds to turn all the way around in a circle.
Goddamn. Now, I'm sure you can adjust your controls.
If you're getting shot in the ass, it's going to take me at least 2.5 seconds to turn around.
Are you sure that you can't adjust the control speed?
And I did everything I could. I tried to turn the sensitivity up and everything.
Good lord.
It's just slow. But you can play it online, which I guess that's cool. But for the most part, you either capture the hostage or you get rid of the C4.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was
you'll
cool
get
for.
Rid of the C4, well, man.
No, after a while, this game was just highly disappointing.
Damn, that's weak. You know what? I haven't heard very many good things.
I had it for 7 days. I played it for one.
Yeah.
I might have played it for maybe 3 missions. I put it back down, and I picked up my Rainbow Six 3.
Uh-oh.
Which is unbelievable.
I know. You keep every single day I talk to you.
Game. I can't stress it anymore than, let's just say you had another dick somewhere, and you found it one day.
It's that good, huh?
You had it before, so you were like, you know, no big deal. And all of a sudden you found it, you're like, holy shit, what was I waiting for? That's what this is like. I mean, maybe not. Maybe you found like a dick extent. You know, I it's unbelievable game.
So you're saying you like it?
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, let's hear about it.
It's a first-person shooter. You can change your views to a little bit. Nothing too serious on that. Tons of great guns. There's two sides. It's either the red team or it's the green team. You're not a terrorist. Everybody basically looks like SWAT. But it's more of an urban warfare. You're fighting in buildings, not so much an open area. You get plenty of guns if you like the sniper. There's 3 or 4 sniper rifles you can use, a few support rifles. You've got your regular M16s, your M4s, that kind of thing. Your Uzis, your MP5s, shotguns, fully automatic, semi-automatic. They got grenade launchers. They got claymore, remote mines.
Jesus.
Everything and anything.
And it's all like, and this is all recent day stuff, right?
This is all recent day stuff.
I kind of like zoned out when you're reading the list, so.
In fact, there's even a pommes. And I know a lot of people like the pommes from Tactical Ops.
Hell yeah, it's like a friggin' shotgun almost.
They've got the AUG.
There goes 30 rounds.
The AUG was in Tactical Ops.
Yeah.
The AUG with the suite. They got the MP5 silent, suppressed, and regular. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They got the Desert Eagle. They got it all. They got it all. The only flaw to this game that I can find is if you've got a buddy over, you got to take turns.
Oh, man. You can't
just play on the same team?
This is a loner's video game.
Wait. Hold on.
Isn't it a team-based game?
It is a team-based game online. For the most part, yes.
It doesn't have, like, a split-screen mode?
No.
holy fucking shit. Look on the back of the box.
When you're playing first person, you know, when you're playing the retro mode, not online, yeah, you got three other guys with you, and you're telling them what to do. It's not Ghost Recon. It's a lot better. You basically, throughout the game, you got your point on something, and that's where they go. You either tell them to open that door, flash and bang, open and clear, whatever. You tell them to, you know, disarm the explosives, tell them to capture the hostage. You know, you basically tell them what to do, or you just leave them way the fuck back there, and you go Rambo style.
Wow.
But it does bite. Yeah.
I'm really...
You get a buddy over, and you don't want to play online. You're SOL.
Yeah.
How easy would it have been just to make it so you could be on the same team, be on the same squad?
Right. Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Jesus.
It would have been that, you're playing online, and somebody else has got, like, a membership to Lot, or they've got a profile. Why couldn't they use the other controller and play online, too?
That is insane. I don't know why I can't get over that. Like, I didn't expect to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. But it does have a cool thing, is you can download content, so every once in a while you get a new map.
Yeah, that's nice. I like how they do that.
On the plus of that, yeah, you get a game, and every few months you get a new map.
Yeah, that's a nice addition. I mean, it's nothing compared to what we have on the internet where you can dick around with your own and there's a billion maps out there, but most of them suck anyway. At least these are high quality.
But at least this way, you know, you're kind of getting your bang for your buck for the most part.
Yeah, that does. It helps a lot.
I've kind of been in a zone almost as bad as you have with Final Fantasy on this. It's fun because, you actually get to talk to them where on a computer you got to be a damn good typer.
Yeah, I know.
On this, you can basically talk good, and if somebody's getting annoying, you just turn their voice off.
Yeah.
Or you have to use the game and kick them out.
Now, in single-player mode, how do you control your teammates? How do you give them orders?
It's a button on your pad. I believe it's either X or A. And you just press the button. If you hold it down, a little screen pops up real quick, and it says, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to open and clear? Do you want them to open, flash, and clear? Do you want them to, open and frag? Or do you want to do it yourself?
Now, does time stop or slow down or anything, or do you just have to be real quick with the menus?
The cool thing about the game is the only time you're doing that is when you're coming up on a door and you've already cleared the room.
Okay.
I didn't answer the question, though.
You'd be kind of stupid if you had a guy running the room all of a sudden and you're like, okay, let's have him do something real quick.
Well, yeah, so you're saying it doesn't stop?
Oh, no, hell no. Your guy is... You figure you got three guys. One guy's always watching back. Now you can't.
No. But if you bring up the menu, does it pause the game?
No, the game does not pause.
Ooh, that's a little rough. No, sometimes.
Can you connect a keyboard to the Xbox and use macros and?
Probably not. You can't hook. I mean, there's
hotkeys and stuff.
The plug is different though.
You got your black button, and that'll either have them cover you, or that'll have them get into formation.
See, that's my problem with these games, is there's not enough buttons on your... As it is, I'm retarded when it comes to most of these controllers anyway. Unless I set the controls myself, I can't do it properly.
Right.
But a game like this, where I've got an insane amount of possibilities, I mean, it just seems like... I don't know if I could pull... I don't know, though. I do pull it off with Final Fantasy, and I've got 200 macros, and I'm using 60 of those.
Cool.
And I'm using a shitload.
Once you've played it, you play it for maybe 15 minutes, you've got it down.
Do you have full control over the controls? Can you set them up?
What's that?
Can you set the... Like, can you change the controls?
Of course you can.
All of them?
You can do the thing if you want.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now,
you like the fucked up version of it.
On the back of the box, do you have it right there?
No. Well, I mean, I'm looking at it.
Okay. So, yes. Does it say that you can link Xboxes?
Yes, you can.
Oh, see, that's kind of cool, though.
You can. That is a cool thing. You can link Xboxes, and that is a plus.
See, so that's not so bad.
As long as you have a second TV, then you can play with someone in the room.
A second TV and a second Xbox and a second copy of the game. Yeah, so that's not so bad, though, because chances are, if you're going to play that game with a friend, he's probably got it, too. I think that would be kind of cool, and I do, like, as much as weird as it is that it doesn't have, a multiplayer option, I can't stand console games, console first-person shooters, multi-screened anyway.
It's
so freaking tiny.
And the N64.
I don't care how big your TV is, it never feels right. It doesn't feel right. Like, your eyeballs, your eyes want to measure the whole size of the TV and look at the whole damn thing anyway. It's never worked out too well. I mean, you do it, but it just doesn't, it's not the most elegant. But I guess it's the only way though on one screen, but.
Yeah. Well, no, they have, well.
I basically, you know, I don't know how else to tell you this, people, but get the goddamn game. I don't care if you're renting.
You keep telling how fat it is, and it's just like, you know, I played the demo. I tried the demo, and I'll tell you what, the graphics were outstanding.
They are.
It was beautiful. I mean, it really, like, the first thing I noticed was, like, holy shit, this looks really, really good.
Oh, the coolest thing is, when you're online, say I walk over to you, right, and you're sitting there online, you're playing, and I walk over to you, and I start talking to you like I am right now, and you look at my guy, his lips move.
That's awesome.
His fucking lips move.
No way.
Yes. You're like, shit, he's actually talking, goddamn.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've really gone into detail on that.
Jesus Christ, I guess so. Did they make this for the computer?
I hope not, because I want you to play against me online.
Well, I'm just curious if I can't secure a demo.
I know that Rainbow Six 1 and 2...
2 are on the computer, yeah, yeah.
I would expect it to be on the computer.
I would think so, too. I'm going to have to...
I would think that that would be better, being able to use hotkeys for all the, all the commands.
Because you'd have more buttons. Plus, I could still use my controller, I'm sure.
Very true.
Huh. That would be very, very interesting. And I assume that the computer people can't play with the Xbox people.
No, that's why I'm telling you guys to get it for your goddamn Xbox.
It's not going to happen, though, man. I cannot pull myself out of Final Fantasy.
Bitch.
I know. I know. You're not the only one who's complaining about it.
It will come.
I know. The time will come. The time will come. The problem is it is the game right for now. You know? And in a couple months, I don't doubt it might be... fucking StarCraft 2. You know, I mean, who knows? Like,
it's going to be Rainbow Six 3.
You know, whatever. I mean, who knows? I get stuck on games sometimes that just suck me in, and they're great. And I'll tell you what, it's better than it has been, because lately, for the last, like, couple months, it's been like, I find one game that's so fast it takes me 20 hours to beat, which I sit down and do it in 2 days, and then I'm done, and I have nothing to play. So then I jump from game to game to game to game, trying to find something that doesn't suck. So this, I'm much happier playing something I actually like than something like a bunch of crap I can't stand.
Right. So basically, I've played those, and then the other game that I've been kind of stuck on has been Battlefield 1942. And I can only thank you for telling me about the Desert Combat.
Hey, keep going. I'll be right back.
Okay. So Battlefield 1942.
Awesome. Awesome game. You basically figure Battlefield 1942 without the mod, you're a soldier in, you know, 1942, and, you know, certain missions you can do. You can do, you know, the Battle of Britain if you really wanted to. You could do Omaha Beach. I mean, there's just so many different missions you can do. It's online. You figure if you're a soldier, you're either, you know, an infantryman, you're either a support, sniper, engineer, or a medic. You can drive anything you see. If you see a tank, a jeep, a truck, a tractor, a little go-kart, whatever, you can drive planes. You can fly any type of plane you want to. They got AA guns, they've got boats, they've got carriers, just about everything.
Yeah, this is insanely popular online.
Yeah.
I mean, I continually hear people on forums talking about how awesome this game is.
It's cool. It is cool. And then you go ahead and you tell me about this Desert Combat. So I go home. I go to some spy net or spy game thing where I gotta actually try to get the game, the patch.
Yeah.
Because I don't pay for it. You know, you mean you don't have to pay for it. You can get it for free, or if you want to pay for it, you can pay for it because you get newsletters. And shit.
You gotta pick up your volume a little bit. You're getting quiet again.
Okay. But I get to the website. I've got to wait 45 minutes before I can even start to download.
Final Planet.
It puts me in like a waiting list, so as soon as my time's up, it, you know, lets me know and I can start downloading. It took 46 minutes to get to the download spot. After I start downloading, it took another hour.
Damn.
This patch was huge. And I've got lots of memory on my computer, so that, you know, that wasn't a problem. Once you got it, awesome. It basically jumps you up to today's weaponry. They've got F-16s, they've got Harriers, they've got all kinds of different helicopters. The Harrier is probably the most mind-blowing jet or thing you can fly or do on this game. It's just, it's like a helicopter and a jet all at the same time.
Yeah.
If you can fly a helicopter, you're unstoppable in this game. It is so hard to fly a helicopter, it's unbelievable.
Huh. You know what, dude? People make stunt videos and shit on that game.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
It's crazy. I've actually seen a couple. In fact, my buddy Angel Fire made a stunt video of it. And he was, it's like he's flying along and he'd jump out of the plane and shit, you know, and it's like then they'll try to hover the things just above the ground and they're jumping like Hummers and shit off of sand dunes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It looks pretty fat.
It is a very awesome game. It's basically, you know, it's first person for the most part. You can change the view, but first person would be the best spot. You don't want to really get too far away from your guy.
Yeah.
Again, you can jump into anything you see with wheels and anything with wings. Basically anything you want to do. You can parachute. I mean, you can go kamikaze if you really want to. For the snipers out there, they do have a 50 caliber, and it is an awesome gun. You basically hit anything in the chest, and they're done. The graphics are awesome. Gameplay is great. The only bad thing, and I think this is going to be with PlayStation, or, you know, the computer for a while, is everything's typed, man. You can't, like, talk to some, you know, like we're talking right now.
Yeah.
You know, on platforms as much as,
you know. Get real used to the voice on the Xbox Live, huh?
Yeah, and have that is just such a nice commodity, but with this, you know, you just gotta type a little faster, that's all.
Yeah.
But besides that, no real lag unless you get on a bad server. And
cool.
It's another one of those games where, you know, I'm, it's not real fantasy, but...
Well, yeah.
You know, it gets you into the driver's seat, and it's extremely, you know, to the most part, realistic.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but really good stuff about this. It was just insanely popular all last year, so...
Awesome game.
Okay, we're at an hour right now, and we actually had 6 movies that I saw, and 1 that you saw. How many, games have you left?
I have no more games left. All I wanted to do was talk about, also on this battlefield, they've got what's called the Punk Busters.
Oh, yeah, the anti-cheat.
You can look up, like, when you're picking your servers... You can click Punk Busters, and basically this makes it to where not one single person can cheat on your shit.
Yeah, it's pretty popular for, Counter-Strike used to use it, or still does, and I think Quake 3 does now also.
It's a great tool.
Does it actually work that well?
Yeah, I haven't been killed for some stupid reason yet.
Oh.
No, I mean, there's...
Like some bullshit cheat?
And that kind of thing, but there's been no cheating that I've been able to notice.
That's good. As long as you can keep...
And that's a plus. It makes the game a lot more fun.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's basically it for my games. The one thing I want to mention is here in Las Vegas on March 16th, basically that weekend, 4 PlayStation 2 players, there's a Madden NFL tournament. Basically, if you walk in, you got to pay, you know, quite a bit of money. I think it's something like $150. But if you do it in advance, it's a $75 entry fee. And you basically play a video game, and top prize is $10,000.
That's awesome.
So figure all you guys that have those naggy girlfriends that say playing video games won't ever make you any money. Here's your chance to prove them wrong. Come down here, make $10,000, go home, and laugh your ass off.
Buy a new TV.
Now this is an awesome thing because this is happening all over the country, and it's getting to the point where you can be a professional video game player.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is a crazy conversation because we had this talk before. Now I am very, very, very against professional gaming.
Really?
I do not like it at all.
But why?
No, this is fucking bullshit. Okay, you're not a fucking professional gamer. This is where you get the guys that have never played a fucking video game in their life. They couldn't tell you what color Mario's overalls are, yet, I made $150,000 playing Counter-Strike last year.
I hear you there, dude.
You know, I mean, this is a bunch of crap. You get these cocky asshole motherfuckers in here that don't know what the fuck a video game is all about, and this is, look at the guys on TV that are playing basketball and baseball and all this shit, right?
They're like thugs, dude.
They are. They're making multi-million dollars.
They're in college, ain't doing shit but playing fucking video games.
Now, I have no problem entering, like, a friendly tournament, okay? I think that if it's, like you can go somewhere, and it's just, like, if you're bringing dudes from all over the world, that's where it just is fucking bullshit. But
that's a little fucked up.
Right? Because then you get into the where you've got, like, sponsors again. This is where you've got, like, fucking NVIDIA sponsoring the goddamn competition, and, fuck all, I mean, Jesus Christ. Just,
what I'm saying is a little schmo like me can go to Vegas, down the street to the Sahara Club, and win $10,000.
See, that's cool, because then you're just like, oh my god, you see it in the paper, hey, I might go out and try to go do this tomorrow. That might be kind of a cool thing to get up and go do.
Yeah, exactly. To me, that would be cool. You're playing against people you know you would never play again.
Yeah, probably not, right? But what they have now is they have, like, this CPL thing, you know, and they've got, like, everybody.
And it's like the whole freaking world gets together, and it's like they're basing them on their online skill. They all get together, they play these games, but it's like it's disgusting. It's sickening. It's just like, for some reason I keep thinking of like the basketball player that makes $1 million, you know, plays one game, you know, who's got this, who doesn't do anything for the fucking world. We got teachers that aren't making any fucking money, and they're trying to teach our kids. I don't know why this pisses me off so bad. But
you get so pissed off you just walked away from the room?
somebody knocked on the door again.
Oh, dude, I think he got so pissy that he fucking got up and left. Holy shit.
Well,
he's going to be taking his shit. He's going to be pinching one off. And
okay,
he's
got so
pissy
that you got up and left.
I had to answer the door. I had to get the door.
Uh-huh.
Well, I see what you're saying, but at the same time...
This bothers me.
How cool is it to be able to live off playing video games?
Very true.
Okay, no, but it's not that it's that you get these guys that are like, I don't know, it's like, you're not playing for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like there's friendly competition, and then there's professional. Where it all of a sudden goes from like, I don't see it as, like, playing to live. I don't see it as, like, you know, this is my job. I sit around and play a video game.
Yeah. I don't see it as a job. I see it as, holy shit, playing a video game and I got a chance to win $10,000.
Okay, that's how it's supposed to be, though. But these assholes look at it like a job.
Oh, I see.
Right? These guys do not work. They do not work. They sit at home and they play Counter-Strike 18 hours a day and they're like, no, I'm working. I'm training.
What the fuck?
You know, and that's where it's like I lose it on them because I do not think this is right.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that.
If I saw a dude doing that, I'd go over and pour out his yak.
You know, yeah, I just, this really, really makes me mad. It's like, it's like raping the one thing that I held high and true, you know, and the one thing, the bastion of hope for all, you know, was the safe haven of, you know, fun, gaming. And now it's being bastardized by people making a living off of it. And the corporations aren't helping. You've got NVIDIA, you know, I keep picking on them because they're sticking in my mind as the guys who, like, sponsored the last big thing. Where they go there and they have all their millions of dollars in their big show and they have fucking, you know, fireworks and they bring in all these fucking models wearing their bikinis with their fucking name all over them and they set the whole place up with computers using their money and they're slathered with their... Have you seen pictures of this shit? They, honest to God, they got rows of computers and their logo all over the fucking place, all over the whole fucking room, and each computer has even got, like, little cardboard fucking stands on the top, you know, like where I've got speakers and piles of CDs. They've got, buy NVIDIA, buy fucking, you know, the new Unreal, buy this fucking game, buy this, buy that. I want to stab somebody.
Do you need to get up and walk away again?
I need to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
I need to get up and smoke another joint.
I need to just fucking...
Alright, so this basically really my last me. Business of the day, other than the fact that I watched a movie that was really good the other day. So yeah, I watched two movies. I also watched that X-Men 2. Have you guys ever seen that?
Huh? That was like the best movie of last year, dude.
Okay, I finally did this shit, right?
Uh-huh.
I get it with two discs. It's all widescreen disc 1, widescreen disc 2. So I'm like, oh shit, how long is this movie? It's like 160-some-odd minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit, maybe I gotta watch the other CD. I literally watched the whole movie on one CD, so I'm like, what the fuck was the other CD for?
All this shit. Deleted scenes? Just like deleted scenes and crap.
Oh, no. That's bullshit.
No, that's awesome.
I got my hopes up.
You get a whole disc of extra shit.
I thought it was going to be like a whole disc of the rest of the movie.
Well, you're stupid then.
Okay then.
You didn't see the fucking credits at the end?
Hey, you know what? Go make another drink. Alright, other than that, I watched a movie called Radio.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to hear about this.
It's Cuba Gooding Jr. and Ed Harris. Ed Harris. The guy that played RoboCop.
Oh, alright.
Okay, yeah, RoboCop, that's Ed Harris, same guy. So anyway, or at least he looks like the same guy. I don't know.
Okay.
I think you might be right.
So anyway, Cuba Gooding in your plays, basically, I mean, to put it politely, a retard, and Ed Harris plays as a football coach and an athletic director at this school. Cuba is like one of those guys that walks around pushing a shopping cart. If anybody's ever lived in a small town, got the one wacko, usually he's an alcoholic.
Dude, he lives right outside of my house.
Yeah, he pushes a shopping cart.
I shit you not.
And he's happened to watch a football practice, and kicking field goals, ball goes over the field goal, and he ends up with a ball. And that basically gets him into the football program as far as, you know, the storyline. Awesome movie. The girlfriend cried. It was a great movie.
Huh.
I didn't cry. Again, a great movie.
You didn't cry, is that what you said?
I teared up a little, but I didn't cry.
Got a little misty.
Little.
I'm beclimped.
It could have been that or the 151 I was drinking, but,
Could have been. Burning your eyes, huh?
Great movie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
it
doesn't sound like something I'd want to watch, though. It really all of a sudden doesn't sound like anything I want to watch.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you what you want to watch, though.
What's that?
Bad Santa.
Oh, dude, yeah, with fucking that old dude?
With, yeah, that one guy that I can't
Billy
stand.
Bob Thornton?
Yeah. And yeah. The little midget guy?
The old astronaut dude that got a really hot wife for a little while.
I guess.
Yeah.
I never liked her very much.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, no, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, dude, this movie is, okay. This is like, the little midget guy and Billy Bob are Santa Claus and an elf, right?
Okay.
And they go around to the malls, you know, Christmas time to have the kids, you know, sit on his lap and tell him what they want for Christmas.
Okay.
But they're thieves. They rob the malls.
Oh, shit.
Right? So what they do is they're there all day, and then the little guy, like, hides in the mall, and then when they close up, you know, he lets Billy Bob in and they clean the place out. It's really a cool idea for a movie, and it's so, like, what made it so good was it's just, like, it's just fucking hilarious. Like, the shit that he's constantly, like, just the humor in it was just genius. The only problem with it was, at, like, 20 minutes left, the movie just falls apart. It just sucks. All of a sudden, it's like, you went from this movie where it was just, like, all about, like, just, I mean, like, oh, horrible language and really off-color bad jokes, and it was just so good, right? It made it such a good movie. And then all of a sudden, it gets this nice, happy ending.
What?
You know, yeah, it just, it blows it. It
goes dizzy.
It really does.
You can thank the critics for that shit.
They blew it. I mean, the minute you turn it on, though, you're just engrossed in the movie. I mean, the guy, he's just complaining and swearing and bitching, and it's just like, roar. You know, he just unloads on you, and it's awesome, though.
Every minimum wage worker out there right now.
But it's great because he's like, he shows up to work drunk, and he's like swearing at the kids, you know, and he's like, and he meets this girl who has this thing for Santa Claus, so, you know, she's like a bartender or something, and he goes into this bar, because he's a drunk, you know, and he goes in there wearing his Santa suit, and he hooks up with her because she's all into, you know, Santa, has this weird sexual thing for Santa Claus. It's just, it's a great fucking movie. It's hilarious. You have to check it out. I swear to God, everybody's got to watch this movie unless you have a really low tolerance for potty mouth. But then you wouldn't be listening to us anyway. And then, oh, John Ritter's in it, too. And what's his name? The guy who plays the mall security guard? That guy's hilarious. Oh, Jesus Christ. He plays the
Mr. Black guy?
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Dude that played Me, Myself, and Irene.
No, that's the midget.
Yeah, that's the midget.
Okay, no, the guy who played in Friday, he was the reverend.
Oh, shit, really?
How come I can't remember his damn name? He's hella popular. What?
Bernie Mac?
Bernie Mac, yeah. He's the mall security guy.
Awesome.
It's great. This movie is awesome. You gotta check it out. It's Bad Santa. That was high priority to watch that one. I also saw Grind.
Grind.
This is the skateboarding one.
Okay.
You seen the it looks like in the previews when you're watching the commercials for it, it looks like it's like this like stupid slapstick comedy. But when you actually watch the movie, it's not. It kind of took me by surprise. I expected like really really stupid shit to go on, but it's pretty cool. I don't know how real actual skaters would react to it though. I really don't know. I'm curious to see what some friends of mine think about it because not me not being anywhere involved in that kind of thing. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was.
They making fun of skaters.
Well, they make fun of some of them, but like the story that they tell throughout the movie is like totally fucking real to like a lot of skaters because it's all about them trying to get sponsors. They want to skate. They love skating so much. This is their life. They're good at it. This is their passion. They hold shit jobs. They work at fucking McDonald's. You know, they don't care about anything but skating. It's great because, you know, it really shows that that's what they care about and that's what they like to do and whatnot. And the movie progresses of them, you know, going to all these different meets and stuff. And it's like about the adventure that they have along the way to get to meet the head of the show. And they're trying to get on tour. Right, and it's all about, it's just a good damn movie. It really kind of it's a nice, good story about, you know, some guys that basically have their dream come true, you know? It was pretty good. I liked it a lot. It's hella funny, too. There's so many funny things in that movie. It was great. I think even you would like it. Hooks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's borderline, but I think you might. I don't know.
Give it a shot.
The skating aspect of it might turn you off. But see, yeah. To me, it was awesome because you get to see so many fat tricks and, you know, all this other garbage. It's just awesome seeing what they can do. I don't know. But it's really funny, though. Like, you might be into it just for the humor.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, it's worth...
quite a few drinks, but I'll try.
Yeah, but I think it's worth the $3, you know, to rent it. $2. It was a good movie. I also saw... Now, this is, I guess, is an older one. I didn't know. It's called Frailty?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. I had no idea. And then out of nowhere, my sister's like, check this movie out. And I think it's like, I swear it's got to be like 2 years old. I've never heard of it before. And I hate to cover something so old, but you know what? It's fat. This movie is like, it starts out where this guy comes into like the FBI office and he's like, I know who this killer is. And it's like, you're not quite sure what's going on at first, but it becomes apparent that there's all these people dying, you know, and it's like this big case the FBI can't solve. They cannot figure out who's been killing off all these people. And this guy just walks into the office and starts telling his story and he's a little loony. You know, and so like, you know, whatever, you're listening to his story, and then it just fades out into his childhood, and it's like his father, when he was growing up as a boy, him and his brother, his father thinks he saw God, and God told him that he's gotta kill these demons, and so God gave him this list of people, you know, and there's this, like, he ran into God at some point, and then he ran into like an angel that gave him a list of people that he had to kill, that were really demons. But they looked like humans. Like, the guy was insane. Okay, the guy was crazy, right? You're following me here, Hooks?
Gotcha.
Are you on every page?
I'm on every page.
Right on. Okay, so the movie is taking place back in the story of him as a child and about all the things, like how crazy his father was and was convinced that he was sent here to kill people that were not people, that were demons. Like, so... I cannot put it into to words good enough to convince anybody to go watch it. I cannot do a proper job of describing how good this movie is. I mean,
is it rated?
I don't know.
I
don't care. I don't care if it's rated G. It's that good. Absolutely, it's called Frailty. Absolutely, I highly recommend this movie to everybody. The only problem with it is it's one of those that I do not see you watching multiple times. Like, I see it as one of those movies that's kind of, like, hard to purchase because, you know, you blow the twist after you've seen it, so it's like the next time you watch it, it's not nearly as good.
Okay.
You know, but it's seriously, invest your next $2 into that.
Okay, have you ever seen that movie with that new one with Ashton Kutcher?
Butterfly Effect?
Have you seen that yet?
No.
Okay, I watched that last week, right?
Uh-huh.
That's one of those movies you watch, and when you come out and somebody goes, hey, how was it? You're just kind of like, I don't know.
Huh.
Kind of like, would I watch it again? Hell yes. But it was like, goddamn, talk about a topic. You know what I mean?
What's it about?
Okay. Basically, you've got Ashton Kutcher, and he lived a pretty fucked up childhood for the most part. Not because of his mom or his dad or anything, but because of his friend.
Uh-huh.
So he goes through his life, he lives it. And his dad, he's in a mental hospital because he's a little bit on the dingy side.
Uh-huh.
He's not. He's very much on the... Well, but everybody, you know, sees him as dingy because he says that he has figured out time travel.
Oh, wow.
Right? So what happens is Ashton Kutcher it constantly blacks out. Okay? And for no reason. Like, he blacks out, wakes up, it went wrong. He's like, fuck, I don't know what the fuck just happened. So later on in life, finds out that, you know, he's sitting there reading, you know, his journals, because after he started blacking out, his mom's like, hey, look, I want you to start writing a journal every day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can, you know, what's going on here. He gets older, and as he reads the journals, he goes back to when he was a kid again, and he can change what happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's this called?
He changes it, right? And then right after that little, you know, whatever the episode was that he had to change, he comes back into his new life, but in a different place. In a different hole, because, you know, something happened. He changed the way the outcome
was.
So his whole life.
This is out for rent on DVD already?
Yes.
Yes?
It should be real close to it. A couple weeks from now.
It'll be a while.
Yeah. But holy shit, yeah. Like I watched the movie and I was kind of like, oh goddamn, that was a good movie. But I mean, very good movie. But I'm kind of like, oh shit, what do I think?
Wow.
Yeah. Very, very. Wow. Yeah.
Damn, I gotta go see it. It's probably still in the theater then.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, and Ashton Kutcher. What do you know of Ashton Kutcher?
He's Kelso.
In the 70s show.
Dude, where's my joint?
And then you see him play this, and you're just kind of like, whoa, fuck, what if that's real?
That's crazy.
I mean, what if? Like, you know, the smallest chance of it, but still, kind of like, oh, shit.
Wow, I'm gonna have to go check that out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Could I even watch that movie? But anyway, go back to your...
Well, you blew my story out of the water.
Sorry.
Frailty's fat, though, but I did have at least two other movies I really wanted to talk about. Or at least mention. Big Fish.
Big Fish. Yeah, dude, I want to see that.
Okay, good movie. Now, we've seen it.
Is it gay?
I can't stand it.
I thought it was good. I thought it was real good.
You thought it was good?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take your report.
Well, one thing is, I've always been a fan of, what's the guy's name?
Oh, Jesus, we were just talking about it.
Tim Burton.
Okay.
I've always been a fan of Tim Burton stuff. I love Nightmare Before Christmas.
I didn't care for it at all.
That didn't like that movie either.
Great. But I've always been a huge fan of just off-the-wall stuff. If it's off-the-wall, if it makes me look at the screen and just go, what the fuck is going on? That's great. That's great stuff. And so I really enjoyed it. And I thought it had a good ending. I thought,
I'm not going to start into it yet, because I want to talk, we need to describe a little bit, you know, at least about what it is first.
All right, well, this movie, basically, this guy is a real down-to-earth guy. He doesn't like a whole lot of anything.
So he's basically a conservative.
Right. And his dad, all his life has been telling these way off-the-wall stories, like they really happened to him. I mean, just things that just could not possibly happen.
Yeah, like just lines of bullshit, you know? It's just like story after story after story.
And they're huge... sounds like me.
And they're huge stories.
No, Wolf is the one who tells the story.
That's true.
Fucking, you don't know what truth coming out of there. But yeah, go on.
And, anyways, so later on in this man's life, he just gets really pissed off at his dad about this. Like because he doesn't know who his dad is. He can't separate truth from fiction. And his dad gets to the point where he's starting to die. And I can't even remember why it goes back into the dad's life. Like who's telling the story?
Because remember he keeps running into different. He's talking to the chick, his wife, the guy's wife, and he keeps going back to these stories. But then it happens like we're. Doesn't he talk to somebody else? Somehow the story keeps going back
right.
to in his life, this happened. You know, and then he'll come back to the present, and then boom, back in his life, this happened. And then it keeps cutting back to back in his life, these crazy, insane, no fucking way they happen stories. I mean, bullshit, you know? Fisherman's tales, you know, there's no way. What ultimately ended up happening to me was I kept thinking this movie was going to get really fat any minute now. I kept waiting for, like, his son to, like, accept his father's story, or I guess find out that they were true, I guess, is what I really expected. And then I expected all kinds of crazy shit to go on, you know, because I didn't know where the movie was going. I didn't know if this was all truth. I didn't know if this was all bullshit. I didn't know, because you don't know when you're watching it. You have never seen it before. You don't know if they really are stories. You don't know if they really are true. And I kept thinking, they're true, so... How soon does the son find out, you know, like, and how soon does the really crazy, nutty shit start happening? And it was weird. My brain just said, okay, like, because I'm really into this whole, it's got to be real kind of, I don't know why I have this mindset of, like, all this crazy bullshit's true. So, like, my head, I just said, okay, these stories are true. So when is the son going to come to realize, like, that these stories are true, and then crazy shit's gonna happen to him. And for some reason, like, you know when you're watching the movie and you think you know the end already? That's like what happened to me. It's like, I got, like, 10 minutes into it, you know, and, well, maybe half an hour in, and I was like, this is what the end is, so this is what I'm waiting for. And it, like, kind of ruined it for me, because I kept thinking, it's gonna get really fat any minute now. And then at halfway, and it was a long movie.
It was pretty long.
Halfway through, I was certain it was gonna get really fat.
Like, it just seemed like all the chips were lining up, and I was like, oh, yeah, here's where it's going to get cool. And then, boom, they blew it, and they took us back into another story again, and it was like, what the fuck happened? We get down to 10 minutes left, and then it's just like, again, we're back to the nice, happy ending, and I just could not believe that that movie was that bad. To me. Now, to you...
I liked it. I mean, I didn't go in with any expectations other than it was going to be weird.
See, I think that a lot of people, maybe it's just me, go into the movies and they have an idea of how it's going to turn out. And that maybe ruins some and works really well for some movies. I don't know. But I can't help it. When I'm watching a movie, I keep working on it. I keep crunching it down, trying to figure out what's going to happen. And this one, I thought I had locked. And since I didn't, it kind of fucked me up. But usually that's okay because it's a good movie. But this could not keep me together. And I actually sat down and watched it. Usually I watch while I'm playing a game. Mm. I actually sat and watched it, so I was really disappointed.
Alright, so what was your last movie?
Kopar didn't get to talk a whole lot this show because we were trying to make sure that you had plenty of time, and we didn't really have a whole lot anyway. So I feel kind of bad.
I do too, but I tell you what, buddy. Next time you're in Vegas, I'll get you a lap dance and a hand job.
Oh, yeah.
Not by me.
Payback's a motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah.
Scorched was the last movie that I wanted to talk about. Anybody heard of this?
No.
The name sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
This was one of those blind rentals. I'd never heard of it before. I just walked into Blockbuster and was checking out a couple movies, you know, and come across this one on the shelf, and I was like, what the hell is Scorched? Never heard of it before. It's got... Woody Harrelson in it, you know, the guy from Cheers,
right.
The kid, the young guy, and then it's got, and Kingpin, and the guy from Road Trip, the stoner guy, the really smart stoner guy from Road Trip.
Right.
And then it's got, Alicia Silverstone in it, and some other kid, I can't remember what other movie I've seen him in, but I've seen him in other movies too, but it's not about the people in the movie. I don't really care about most actors. I think the only one I actually pay attention to is Edward Norton.
Edward Norton is
the
man.
He's the only one I care about, so he's the only one I really know. But who cares who's in it? The story of this was like, all these people work at the bank. Okay, now Woody Harrelson's character, he's been there like for years, you know, and he's all about like, he's like sub-manager level guy, you know? So he's, like, to him, the best thing is to, like, a promotion. Like, he's all about, like, working hard to get his money in, you know, put his time in and get a promotion. And,
the ladder climb.
You know, exactly. Then you've got the stoner kid. I don't know what that guy's name is, but he's a great actor. I love that guy. He's got a buddy, and he's just kind of, like, likes to have a good time. Like, you know, just kind of open to things, and he's really just kind of, like, whatever, and he's one of the tellers there. He works up at the front, and he's just like, you know, yeah, it's all good, kind of, right? Then you've got Alicia Silverstone, who's screwing the bank manager, you know, like sleeping with him.
She's a ladder climber,
you know, in her own way, yes. And she's a teller also. Now, the fat part of the movie is where they all decide to rob the bank that they work at on the same day individually. Right? Like, they have no idea that each one of them's going to do it. So Woody Harrelson figures out his own plan. And it's funny when you're watching it because it's like each person works it out. You know, like you know, you're sitting there and it shows that it introduces all the characters, but then like in the first couple minutes it starts working on why they want to rob the bank and their story, and it's great because Woody Harrelson gets screwed. Like he finds out that all his hard work isn't paid off. And so he's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna steal some money. Nobody will ever know. And so, like, and then it goes on to explain for, like, 10, 20 minutes, or, well, not that long, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, how he's going to pull it off. Then it goes to the stoner guy, whatever that guy's name is. He's awesome, though. I mean, no disrespect. His whole thing is like this. He goes, I'm going to take all the money out of this thing, you know, out of, like, there's, like, a little miniature safe in his drawer, and he's like, I'm going to Vegas, and I'm going to put it all on black. You know, if he wins, he can replace the money. If he loses, hey, you know, they won't know till Monday. And Alicia Silverstone finds out that there was, you know, another way that people kept robbing the bank, and she's going to do that also, and hopefully, you know, the blame will get diverted to the guys that have robbed the bank before, you know, going through the ATM machine or whatever. So they all kind of have their own system, and then it's just like the movie just falls into place. You know, the next, oh, you know who else is in it? That really hot chick from Antitrust, and Josie and the Pussycats, Rachel Leigh Cook.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she's in that too. And
It's really, really, really entertaining to see how all that plays out. It was just so cool to see the three people rob the same damn bank in very unique ways, all on the same damn day, you know? I mean, it was just, or the same weekend, at least. I'm pretty sure it was the same day. I remember it not being a weekend, but I thought it was the same day. But it was great. It was really, really funny to watch. It was just entertaining because it's like, wow, I can see that shit really happen, you know? It was a good story. It was a really good story. It was worth the, you know, $2 it cost me to rent the damn thing. You know, it was definitely worth it. So I have to say that, you know, I mean, we had some good movies this time around. Do you know how many movies we talk about on this that suck?
So many movies suck.
Oh my god, I know. And I can't believe that we had so many good movies in a row here. I mean, we really had some good stuff to talk about today. And I've got a lot of anime I'd like to talk about too, but oh, speaking of that, Two, you know that guy, you know the guy that you don't like so much, Hooks, that ranting guy?
What?
The gay guy that does the rants. Do you remember that guy?
Gay guy that does the rant.
Anyway, it's ranting-griffin.com. He did a rant on anime today.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, I know you don't like him, but fucking his shit is hilarious. And he did one on anime, and it's fucking hilarious, because if you're at all, like follow it at all, like the scene and, like, the community around it, like the American community anyway, he is dead on for a lot. He just tells it how it is in 5 minutes of just laying into these pricks who think they're so high and mighty and all about the fucking... Oh, I don't even want to get into it. You're going to have to listen to his rant. I think we're done, though.
All right.
That was an hour and 30 minutes, so, again, we're over time a whole lot, but it was good. And people missed hearing from you.
Dude, hey! I'm here every fucking
day. I know. It's my fault, but...
Bitch.
You know what I noticed?
Need to fucking email C4 and let him know who your daddy is.
That's right.
And tell him you want my ass back on here, otherwise you're not going to see me anymore.
That's right. The email is gamer@hwhq.com. I guess that's it. We're out.
All right.
Bye.